Amen on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Ken will be in here in just a bit. Otherwise, it is a Wednesday, June 17th. Just a few days away from Grandma's Marathon. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in the B105 Buzz. But I want to mention this. Today, breezy, showers throughout the day, a high near 58. This weekend, though, it's looking nice. Sunny, high near 72. Of course, that can... Jordan Davis, turn this truck around on B105. We have your B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused. So today, looking like a rainy day, breezy, high near 58. And of course, all eyes are on this weekend for Grandma's Marathon. A few minutes ago, I mentioned that it's going to be sunny with a high near 72. So that is good. But we have all things Grandma's Marathon on our website right now. So, you know, I know there's maybe a lot of questions you have if it's your first year running, but we have all the details. Traffic advisories. There's a lot of road construction right now all across the Duluth area. We have all the advisories you need to know about that. Plus, we have all the details about the Grandma's Marathon Museum that is only running through race weekend, so you definitely want to check that out this week. You can find the hours, everything like that on B105country.com. and our mobile app. There's lots, you know, there's so many fun things too that pop up as we get a little bit closer to the weekend, like the average weather conditions for Grandma's Marathon, and you can look at past galleries and things like that. So if you have any questions, anything, we also had Zach from Grandma's in yesterday. Like, we have it all covered, B105country.com and our app. So just wanted to mention that. Also, I'm going to mention this quick. Two Minnesota cities are now ranked among America's best run, which, I mean, that's pretty impressive. This is a new survey done by Wallet Hub. And so they looked at 150 cities and then they ranked them based on a bunch of different factors to see which ones were the best run. Which, you know, out of 150 cities, two, not that bad, right? We'll take it. So Minneapolis was ranked 77th. They did really well for city services and then also total budget per capita. They did well. And then St. Paul was the other one. This makes sense. A lot of times with lists like this, they just look at like the biggest cities in the country. So St. Paul came in at number 87 on the list, and they ranked 39th in city service and 106th for total budget per capita. So if you're curious about Wisconsin and the rest of the country, you can go to B105country.com and check that out. So there you go. Your B105 Buzz. Good morning. Okay, lots to get to in Lauren's Country Lowdown. So as Ken would say, let's hit it. The biggest news, aside from Brett Eldridge, like secretly getting married, which, you know, I saw a lot of people are heartbroken about this, but I'm happy that he is happy and he found love. And he's just been so private over the past few years. So I'm glad that he was able to get married in private and he's happy. So we love that. But Jelly Roll, unfortunately, filed for divorce from his wife, Bunny XO. Now, the news broke Monday night by TMZ, and now that a few days has passed, we're learning a little bit more. So according to details in the divorce filing, they are getting divorced because of irreconcilable differences, and their separation date is May 9th, and then he filed May 18th, so just a little over a week later. Now, we also got answers to a few other questions. They've been very open about how they're trying to expand their family. But they said they're not going to tell us, you know, if the IVF worked. And I know they were looking at a surrogate. They said, we're going to keep those things private. But in this divorce filing, there are no children listed. And then also, Jelly Roll hired a famous Nashville lawyer. Her name's Rose Palermo. She's a Nashville lawyer to the stars. She represented Kelsey Ballerini. She's kind of described as like a shark. So that kind of makes me think maybe things are not as chill as they seem with this. Now, another thing that's weird is that, you know, their separation date is May 9th. But right around that time, they were sharing all these happy family photos. Jelly Roll's daughter, Bailey, who does call Bunny XO mom, she went to prom, and Bunny shared photos and said, you guys make me believe in happily ever after. And so, you know, all seemed well. So we'll see what happens. They haven't posted together much recently, but, you know, he's been on tour So we'll see. He also didn't have his ring on recent posts on social media. He didn't wear a ring at CMA Fest. And then a few days before Jelly Roll filed, Bunny posted some cryptic posts. One, she was comparing her exes to a trash can, which kind of made me laugh. And then she also shared something about a woman's intuition when things don't add up. So we'll see. I don't think this is going to be a very chill divorce. But so far, it kind of is. We'll see. But we have everything you need to know. If you have any burning questions, if you're curious about the timeline, B105country.com. But happier news, Kenny Chesney, he has a new exhibit coming to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Kenny Chesney, Living in Fast Forward, His Journey from Small Town Tennessee to Stadiums. It opens July 23rd. It'll go until June 1st, 2027. Has a bunch of his guitars, famous outfits, hats, one of his lyrics and a chord chart, and more. So you can see some highlights on our B105 app. And then next Friday, June 26th, Gabby Barrett is releasing an inspirational new song called On It. You can hear a snippet on her social media pages. And yeah, she's been cranking out a lot of new music. Lots of new music. She's good at those inspirational songs and the cheating songs. So looking forward to that.
Eli Young Band on B105, drunk last night, 7-Eleven. Let's do the 7-10 laugh off.
Let's do it.
All right. I'll go first today.
Okay.
Where did I put it? Oh. I always remember I had this teacher saying I had nothing but twigs for brains. I don't know. It just sticks with my mind.
That's a sad insult. But it doesn't really
come. It didn't really happen.
Cut that deep.
Yeah.
Why don't football players wear glasses? Well, it's a contact sport.
That's cute.
Thank you.
That's cute. I've been watching a lot of soccer. Mm-hmm. World Cup going on. My daughter's been watching this about every game.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking them, you know, they hit their head on the soccer ball, like when it's got, like, hard. And, like, you can get, like, why don't, is that, that can't be good for you.
Hit your head with a soccer ball. Or okay, it'll just so hit them. They, yeah, I know that sometimes they like.
They use their head to butt it back.
You're right. That seems like not a good idea.
I know. And I'm like, and then she goes, yeah, sometimes people get concussions. I'm like, that's terrible.
That's awful.
I know.
Oh
a lot
my
of people
gosh.
Fall down and get hurt in that. What's my joke? Oh, I already did my joke. Hello.
Okay.
I'm
you
okay.
need more coffee or something.
I know. I need something. I need something here. Okay, this one's from Laura. I sent this one in.
What is the best way to save your dad jokes in our database?
Database. Got it. Okay.
Cute.
All right. Not bad. Send us your joke, 710 Laugh Off. You can spin on the B105 app, and we'll be back with half a minute to win it.
Yes, we will.
Coming
Weird
up,
Al tickets.
Weird Al tickets. Okay. Mm-hmm. Stick around. B105. Morgan Wallen and I Got Better on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. It's 7:21. Let's play half a minute to win it.
Let's do it.
And the prize?
Weird Al tickets.
Coming here June 26th, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's, let me do the math, 9 days from now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't fact check me, but that sounds right.
727-B105. We'll take caller 5 to play and play half a minute to win it. And Weird Al tickets up for grabs. It's been a fun show. Okay. 727-2105 right now. Hello, Langley with Riley Green. You look like you love me on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Let's play half a minute to win it.
Let's do it.
See what we got here. I'll go to the phone. Hello, B105. Who's this?
Hey, Jared.
Hey, Jared. All right. Half a minute to win it for Weird Al tickets. You want to go to see Weird Al Yankovic?
I do.
Okay. So, Lauren, what's the category here?
Okay. So, it's National Mascot Day. So, we want you to name three famous Minnesota mascots.
Oh, wow.
If you have to branch out to other states, that's fine.
No,
but I won't be able to fact
check
you.
I can help out, Jared.
Okay. All right.
All right. You have 30 seconds to name three mascots from Minnesota. Go ahead, Jared.
All right. We got Pam for UMD, Minnie and Paul for the Twins.
Sure.
And Victor the Viking.
Ah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay.
I was going to go, I went like Gophers. I forgot about
Goldie Gopher.
Yeah. And then I was thinking like the Timberwolves. And then I was like, okay.
T.C. Bear.
Oh.
I have a list. I
oh,
Google
you have a list. Like, how would you know that?
Congratulations,
can't forget,
Jared.
Can't forget Norty with the mullet.
Yeah, right. Okay, hang on. Yeah, don't forget Norty. All right. I didn't know it was Mascot Day today.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, it was a day for everything, I guess.
There really actually is. I think it's also like National Fudge Day or something. Random.
Perfect. Okay. 727 B105. It's also Wednesday, so we're going to talk Lauren's love advice coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll have that in a weather forecast. Lauren's love advice, B105. Okay, so phone habits that are ruining your relationship.
Yeah, I think this is interesting because everybody has different phone habits, right? Like there's people, like my husband at any given time will have like 45 text messages, 900 missed calls, and then people come to me and they're like, I need to get a hold of him.
Right.
You know, everybody has their own thing. So a few ways that your phone might be ruining your relationship. Maybe you just need to hear this, make a few little changes. So I just learned about this. There's something called phone snubbing. It's fubbing for short. And basically it's like when you're ignoring your partner because you're just scrolling away, TikTok, Instagram, whatever it might be, right?
Sure.
So studies link this to decreased marital satisfaction. Like maybe you're not happy in your marriage because you're not really connecting because you're just scrolling on your phone.
I mean, that's a real problem.
Not having even just basic conversations like, how are you? You know?
Right.
Digital avoidance and defensiveness, because when people are already strained or maybe like you have a bad day or something, you just like don't want to talk. You just want to scroll.
Mm-hmm. Doom scrolling.
Yeah. Doom scrolling. Yeah. I know for me, like I scroll and I am a hypochondriac, and then I will freak out about things that I'm seeing.
And the problem is then you spend more time on that than you get, that the algorithm feeds you more and more
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
It's the problem, you know?
Exactly. And then also just like, I know a lot of people deal with this. It's like, okay, before bed, you're like scrolling on your phone, right? When it's like, why don't you just take a few minutes and just like put your phone away and just say like, how was your day? What are you doing tomorrow? What's mm-hmm. your week look like? You know, just like those simple things that I feel like not everybody does anymore. And then this one is funny. Texting important relationship news. That could be or just like big news in general. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I quit my job or something like that. You know, people are now texting that rather than like waiting to, you know, we've lost the,
human touch.
Yeah. And like what, I guess I don't know the word I'm looking. Yeah. Yeah. Like we've lost just basic, I feel like, communication skills. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So a few different things that you can do. Have like phone free time, which it's sad that we have to do that, but we're all guilty of it. Be aware of it. Maybe Lauren's love advice is making you aware of it. And then practice just like transparency. Like if you have to respond to something or it's like important or something,
yeah.
just be like, hey, I need to respond to this quick. So
there's so many times where I look up in a group of people and I'm the only one not on my phone.
I know.
And I go around, I'm like, or I've had some friends too that are like, well, you know, you'd be sitting there talking to them and they're texting other people. I'm like, I don't even need to hang out with you anymore.
I know. I hate it too. Like when you go on like a trip or something and it's just like they're just on their phone the whole time. Like if you have like a girlfriend trip, like at my bachelorette party, I was like, I don't care if we take pictures, but I don't want us to be on our phone.
Yeah,
like,
that's
good. We're all together, you know, so.
Right.
We can all do better. Maybe that'll make you a little bit more aware. But yeah, I feel like nothing good comes from just sitting there and scrolling.
You know, and you give me a hard time about this because look at how many missed things. It's not.
Well, I just like, don't you want to just clear them out?
No,
you don't have to respond.
It's not worth my time to do it. And I don't, my phone is not, I saw this one time, I was like, I don't want to be tethered to be on call at all times mm-hmm. for everybody.
Yeah.
So if you reach out to me and I don't get back to you, don't take it personally. I'll get back to you when I feel like it.
I just feel like you would want to just clear that out.
I know, it drives you nuts. It doesn't bother me at all, though.
That's like 600 messages.
No, it's just, it's spam or it's, you know, voicemails that, I mean, who leaves a voicemail anymore?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, well, Lauren's love advice, phone habits, it's a little sobering, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Eye-opening.
Sure. Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105. All right, we're going to talk about Jelly Roll. What's going on?
Yeah, we're only going to really talk about Jelly Roll because usually we don't do Lauren's love advice and Lauren's Country Lowdown. But as we all saw coming, not the divorce, but there's more, you know, stories coming out. So
okay.
Monday night, TMZ broke the news. Jelly Roll had filed for divorce from his wife, Bunny XO, which was huge news because obviously he's a huge star across a bunch of genres. She has become famous in her own right. She just wrote a book. She has a really successful podcast. And they were kind of, you know, one of the, like, I don't know, most famous couples in country music right now. So,
well, I mean, yeah, it's a heck of a story.
Yeah, so you probably weren't tuned into Lauren's Country Lowdown yesterday because you were off. But Jelly Roll filed for divorce in May. And then I guess he listed the date of separation just a few days before that. That was around the time that his daughter, Bailey, was remembered, like, going to prom, and they shared all these photos and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so irreconcilable differences was what they put down. But now we're learning a little bit more. So his daughter, Bailey, has actually broken her silence, if anybody was wanting to hear from her. She said a lot of bad words, but she shared a TikTok video yesterday, and she said it was just about something random, and then she ended it and said, "One more thing, I'm disgusted at how invested everyone is in a very clearly private family matter." And then she said, "It's crazy," with some bad words in there. And then she said, "Go somewhere, worry about your house, not mine. I'm not speaking on it yet." Well, first of all, I don't think she should be like, "I'm disgusted," because you have two famous parents.
Yeah, I mean,
and nobody's like coming at either of them, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, so then another article from People magazine said they've always had a complicated dynamic, and they just realized even though they love each other, they're no longer on the same page. They've been struggling to have a child together.
They've been trying, yeah, but there's no kids listed in the
divorce, yeah.
So
and I know that
they were going to have a surrogate, I thought.
Yeah, because she was struggling and she tried IVF. So I think this article alludes to maybe it just they realized they're going different paths. But
yeah,
we'll see. She has a podcast where she lays it all out there. It seems like it's going to be like a nice divorce. Like, I don't see either of them slamming
amicable
the other.
Amicable.
There
amicable.
We go.
Yeah.
But I don't
know.
We'll
see. Amlickable?
I can't even think of the word, but
okay,
yeah.
That's fine.
So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, that's what we know right now. There's stories slowly starting to come out, but
yeah.
He's been also like not visible lately, so maybe that explains
that's too bad.
It.
Well, I hope they're doing okay.
Yeah.
It's just that
well,
one
not.
Of those. Well, I mean, I hope they're separately doing okay.
Yeah,
I hope
agree.
Everybody's okay. That's what I'm saying.
Agree.
That's tough. All right. And, you know, I get it too. If you're going to. You're got miles on it on B105. Today's showers, breezy, a high near 57. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren and Nicole from Animal Allies back in town here. Hi, Nicole.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you.
I'm back. Hope you enjoyed your vacation, and I bet all those all the furry friends missed you while you were gone, right?
Oh, I'm sure, and I miss them too. So it's good to be back.
Yeah, so let's talk about Ducky. This is a dog that had kind of a rough start and needs a little bit of patience, but otherwise laid back and calm guy, huh?
Very sweet.
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing we've noticed with Ducky is just really on edge around other dogs. Not a huge fan of spending time with them. That is, you know, we've kind of talked about that before. When animals come from neglect cases / kind of hoarding cases, they can have, you know, those adverse reactions to other animals based on whatever they had to do in order to get, you know, resources, attention, food, things like that. So, you know, when he's walking past, if he starts to bark at him a little bit, he's pretty easily redirected. He just really doesn't want to live with another dog or actively spend time with other dogs. He's much happier just being around people. For being 3 years old, he is just pretty laid back and chill. He's not huge into toys. He really likes treats. He likes to show off his shake a paw and just kind of be outside in the sunshine or be next to people. And he's been with us for a while, I think since April, right around April 1st. So he's really been waiting and he's been patient and he is ready to hopefully get out of there and go enjoy the summer with somebody here in the Northland.
I had to laugh when you said that he's not really into toys, because my dog can be into toys but then not be into toys. It depends on how lazy she is. Because yesterday I threw a tennis ball, like tossed it to her, and she didn't even flinch and it bounced off her.
She wasn't feeling it.
Not today. Not today, right? Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, check out Ducky, online, animalallies.net. And,
super sweet.
Yeah, super. Let's find him a home. And then if you want to visit and meet Ducky, they can come up and see you guys.
Yep. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, noon to 6, Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 4. You can swing on up, check up animalallies.net. That's updating every day with new animals that have become available and are looking for homes. And this weekend, a couple fun things going on. There is a tattoo event happening with Gichigumi and some of their new locations as well. So 50% of the proceeds from this flash tattoo sale are going to go back to the animals at Animal Allies. So super fun. Check them out. I've done that a couple times, and they're really, really cool. And obviously, Grandma's Marathon is happening this weekend, and we have about 59 charity runners running for us. So we just wanted to say thank you to them. And we hope everybody has a safe and fun weekend.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we're running for a good cause. Well,
love cool. it.
Thanks, Nicole. We'll check in with you after that next Wednesday.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Nicole from Animal Allies here on B1. Tucker Wetmore and Brunette on B105. Okay, this is a story that, when the headline pretty much says it all, we don't have to get too deep into it, but a Florida man.
Oh.
There's your first thing. Florida man got a DUI after they found 34 open White Claws in his car.
Not good.
30.
Not good. Yeah, no.
He was also going 90 miles per hour and, that's obviously speeding. During the traffic spot, authorities determined he was heavily intoxicated. They discovered 34 open White Claw cans on the passenger seat. He had a blood alcohol level of 0.117 or whatever. So, I mean, that's how many White Claws it takes to get there.
Yeah. That's not good.
Oh, no. And he was using my flavor, too.
Which one?
The black cherry.
That's like the best flavor.
I like black cherry.
Yeah, that's definitely the best one.
I think you got a blackberry in there,
Yeah, he
too.
Has that's another one in
grape
there.
Grape or whatever. I accidentally got grape one time. I'm like, this is not the same. But, yeah.
That's not good.
34. That would be like 3 12 packs, right? Am I doing the math right? That'd be 36, yeah. I know. Look at the face that you just did.
I was trying to do it. I'm like, I don't think that sounds
like
right.
I just like short-circuited. No, 3 times 12 is 36. So
that's
that'd be
lot.
Like almost three.
I'm oh. glad nobody was hurt.
No kidding. 90 miles per hour, too. Oof. I saw something, too. They were saying that if you drink that many or you drink too many of those seltzers or whatever, mm-hmm. you can have some type of disorder where you're not getting the right amount of nutrients in your blood because you're just, it's like flushing out the different levels of potassium and things that you need.
If you regularly drink them?
No, I mean, you can regulate it, but I mean, like a quantity like that could be.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping nobody else is drinking a quantity like that.
34 White Claws.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Dustin, B105, some angel with Lauren. What's going on today?
So what would you do if you went to go get gas and you found, while you were filling up the credit card, debit card, whatever, of somebody famous?
What are
the chances?
Well, I'd probably try to get it back to them, right?
Yeah, so this happened in Arizona. An Arizona man is being called a hero/angel because he went to go fill up his car with gas, and he noticed there was a credit card that was, like, jammed into the reader, and he couldn't get it out. So he finally pulled it out, and it belonged to Alice Cooper.
Why was Alice Cooper jamming a credit card into a...
He probably was trying to pay for gas. Maybe he hasn't pumped his own gas for a while. Maybe jammed it in there too hard and just left because he was, like, sick of it.
Wow.
It was, like, stuck in there. So this man, or maybe he just didn't know. So this man, his name was Jeff Guy. He went to one of Alice Cooper's businesses in Arizona and was like, I found his credit card. I want to give it back to him. So he was able to get it back. Now, Alice Cooper said that he was in Payson because I believe he lives in Arizona. I know he has some businesses there. He was in Payson. He was playing golf, and he said he just, like, accidentally left it in the card reader.
Ah.
I guess that's what happens when you have so much money, you don't care if someone...
Did he give him anything, like, and I signed something or whatever?
No, I don't think so.
Come on, Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah, gave him a signed copy of The Revenge of Alice Cooper, his 2025 album.
Yeah, all right, cool.
So that's cool. Well, I mean, just the story itself is cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I've had one time at the deck, my friend Shane had his credit card stuck in the reader, and it was a whole ordeal. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
We're holding up the whole beer line.
And I guess if you're in Payson, Arizona, you know, there's not too much happening, so he probably...
Right. Probably okay.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Lauren and Alice Cooper. Cool story. Jelly Roll. B105. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Wednesday, Lauren.
Have an amazing day.
Hump day.